Why is it good? Why is it personal? Well, this week on the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period, formerly Something Came From Baltimore, it's the 1990 Michael Franks release called Blue Pacific.
Let's do it.
'70s were great for Michael Franks as he became a staple on the Warner Brothers prize record label with peers like Fleetwood Mac and James Taylor and Joni Mitchell, Carly Simon and Ricky Lee Jones. It's that smooth, grainy California cool sound, and it served Michael Franks' career very well. He's been an adult artist since his first album. On May 31st, 1990, Blue Pacific was released, and it became his last top 200 album of his career. It peaked at 121. It was his 11th album, and it marked three notable returns for Franks. The first was a return to the Reprise label since 1976, The Art of Tea. Tommy La Puma returned as producer after a 10-year absence, and the album had a Brazilian type feel, as opposed to the more electronic pop sound that he experimented with throughout the 80s. The album is littered with superstars: Joe Sample, Kirk Whalen, Jeff Lorberg, Larry Carlton, Paul Jackson Jr., Brenda Russell, and Livingston Taylor.
Here by the blue Pacific, where the diamond water shimmers in the sun. By the blue Pacific, where the gull still glides and waves divide the silence just like time.
Which Tommy La Puma produced a couple of tracks. The remaining tracks were produced by Walter Becker for the group Steely Dan and Jeff Lorberg. All Music Guide gives it a 3 out of 5. And comments that the album marked a total rebirth for Franks. Meditative, lush, and clearly the work of an artist intent of making personal music regardless of trends or airplay. Blue Pacific is an open and beautiful as the ocean for which it is named. Now let's listen to The Art of Love. As a whole, the ratings was rated by 125 people on Amazon, and it ranked a 4.8 out of 5, which I would say was pretty good. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and take the survey. Do you like this album, Blue Pacific? Now let's listen to Woman in the Waves. Why is it good? Why is it personal? Is in 1988, I was working as a store manager at Camelot Music in Hendersonville, North Carolina, which is kind of close to Asheville. During this series of Why Is It Good? Why Is It Personal? You're going to hear the word, you know, Camelot Music. It's going to pop up a couple of times, because if you're working for 8 hours and you're playing the same album, you know, all day long, you're definitely going to kind of fall in love with it. The album had a long shelf life, you know, just selling a couple copies each week. And when we played it in the store, we were able to get a sale out of it. As for me, this album is like a creeper. You know, it just, you know, I liked a couple of the songs and then the album side and then side B. And it worked, but it took at least like 20 plus plays before I was in it. I was a fan for life, and the record, it might not be his best, but it's personal. Let's listen to All I Need Is You.
Every kiss perpetuates like mass production, sweet seduction. haunts me like perfume. Every time we touch, I feel a deeper meaning. Hearts convening, palpitating tune.
Share the show link, you know, to your friends. Also, the show is available on TheBox.com Thursdays at 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. TheBox.com is like a cool, chill, jazz-like vibe with a lot of current artists. And it's really hard to keep up with current artists these days. And this radio station is great because you don't get bored with the songs. The link is in the show notes. It's at the intro. It has a great sway. The sway of the guitar tells the story, kind of sets the tone for that long, slow distance.
Some sprint to snatch the prize in. My goals, the far horizon. I guess I'm obsessed. That long, slow distance.
This is great lyrics. It's a woman's point of view of that interesting experience where she received the Vincent van Gogh's ear. You have Walter Becker doing the production. It's just a great song.
People suspect a secret. What could explain a gift so queer?
Kind of 90s vibe that is ready for radio, kind of inoffensive, very commercial. There is Jeff Lorberg and Paul Jackson on it.
Why won't you speak to me? Show me some affection. Give me some direction. Lead me to your love. Just speak to me. Don't torture me with silence. Solitude's a science.
Some of the concerns about Michael Franks is that it was just starting at the part of the Napster time period. So things were changing where people didn't want to pay for music anymore and they wanted to get their music for free. Michael Franks has always been categorized as adult music. So it really appeals to people who are, well, adults. So a lot of times the funding for adult music artists faded out like that by 1990. And by 1995, he was off the major labels and he was an actual independent. Along with the adult music concept, you know, a lot of times people don't know that there's a brand new album of Michael Franks. So they will go back to a greatest hits or maybe something that they definitely know. So when it comes to like, you know, choices, they would probably go for something that they're more familiar with. Also, there was increased price on CDs. So the music was getting more expensive. And sometimes you have to make a decision as an adult as to, you know, what you're going to listen to. The lyrics were fantastic. And by 1995, it was obvious that he was using and continues to use. He was using Pro Tools. So gone are those amazing guest spots with Larry Carlton or Joe Sample that you'll hear in this album. And you will get a more of a Pro Tool kind of like mix, and you will kind of know the difference. Also, you know, when I was looking at it, his smoothness reminds me of a current rap artist, and that is Drake in One Dance. Let's play a sample and see if I'm crazy.
Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time for I go. Higher powers taking a hold.
Shenu is a Tommy LaPuma song. Joe Sample solo at 143. Just a great song.
Gardenias and jasmine in bloom, the rhythm of rain in the palm trees, a synchronized swim under moon, light on.
Crayon Sun is just a good way to leave the album, safe at home. It's like a child's point of view. It feels like Michael Franks is done with touring and he's home for an extended period of time, or he's enjoying the relationship he's having with his children. It's kind of childlike. There's a great Dean Parks electric guitar solo at 2:06. And then at 3:41, this blew me away. There's a background with Livingston Taylor where I just thought it was Michael Franks doing a layering effect for the background, but they sound similar and it sounds really good.
You're the reason that I am here. Crayon sun above you. Crayon sun above you.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the Jazz, Blues, and R&B podcast and radio show, period. My name is Tom Yocker. I am your host. Why is it good? Why is it personal? We got 12 of them coming up. I'm glad you're enjoying this episode. It's Michael Franks, Blue Pacific. Everyone, please have a great day and stay safe.